Well, good morning, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. What a great day it is. You know why? Because we are on our Wednesday, 11 o'clock, Dr. Gina's radio chat fix. Yes, I'm so glad to be with you guys. Always, today is December the 8th. Oh my goodness, the time is going by so fast, but it is December the 8th. 2021. We are in the month, the last month of 2021, getting ready for 2022. So I know you guys are ready for all that God has in store for you. I'm so excited. I know you're being prepared, and I'm so excited for what is getting ready to take place in your life. Anyway, today is again December the 8th, and we are right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So tune in and tell a friend. If you want to go somewhere, take your USB cord with you, plug us up in your car, and take us everywhere with you. Download the app, BBS Station Radio. Go to your Apple Store or whatever, wherever you buy your apps. Go on, and if you're in the house and you're cleaning up or you're working, just say, "Hey Google, play Gina's radio chat." Play Gina's radio chat, and then if you got Alexa, play. Say, "Hey Alexa, play BBS radio station number one," and it'll bring you right into the show. Listen, I love you guys. I love every last one of you all over the world. You know why? Because we are streaming live on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, podcasts, and the list goes on. We're in Port Middle East. We're in Asia. We're in every area that you can think of. No rock unturned. And thanks to you, you have made us one of the number one internet radio talk shows in the world, ranking in over 100, I mean, a million listeners worldwide. So I am thankful for you guys for tuning in, because you never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat, like Larry Snyder. He's going to be joining us today and telling us all about how he turned 25 million into 150 million in real estate investment sales. We're going to be talking to prophetess Pamela Green. We're going to be talking to Sierra G. Wiles about career moves. And of course, you know, we got ministerial moments. So we're going to be in this thing together right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right, let's go right into the weather. Today in Washington, D.C., it's 41 degrees and we have showers. Detroit, 28 degrees and cloudy. Let's see, Jacksonville, Florida, you're 71 and sunny. Your high today is going to be 77. Dallas, you are 49 degrees and hazy. Your high is going to be 60 degrees. London, you are 46 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to 40, 39 degrees tomorrow, and your high is going to be 48 with 90% chance of showers. Los Angeles, you are 51 degrees. Your high is going to be 65. And you're sunny today. Let's see. And Kenya, you are 94 degrees, mostly sunny. That's your high. You're waking up tomorrow to 72 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 97. Both days are partly sunny. And then in Hawaii, you are 56 degrees right now with showers. You're waking up tomorrow to 50 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high tomorrow is going to be 66. And we have Australia, 49 degrees, clear skies right now. You're waking up tomorrow to 46 degrees, clear skies tomorrow, high 76. Sounds like beautiful weather. I cannot wait to visit you in Australia, you guys. Puerto Rico, 75 degrees right now. That's your high. No, your high is going to be 77 degrees in Puerto Rico. You're waking up to 63 degrees, partly sunny tomorrow, high 78. Beautiful weather, Puerto Rico, and Portugal. You are 41 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 36 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 44 degrees, and you have 70% showers. If I didn't say your nation, your country, your state, your city, guess what? It doesn't matter. God is still in control and has the final say. He will prepare you and make a way. I just want you to believe that He loves you so much, and so do I. All right, you guys are going to be right back with a sponsorship break, right? And after that, we'll be in ministerial moments.
Hi. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12:1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
All right, you guys, I want to talk about just ministerial moment for a brief second before we get into Larry Snyder's interview. Okay, there's a difference between giving up and surrendering. I just want to talk about that for a second because I know that this has been a roller coaster year for a lot of us. A lot of us have had some amazing times, but we have had some battles too. So I want to talk about that with you because I know that right before you get to the manifestation of your blessing, the enemy wants to literally poof you off of your platform, just kick you off right on your high and where you're standing strong at. So I want to encourage you to not give up. Surrendering is one thing, okay? Giving up looks like this. Giving up looks like I'm tired, I've had enough, I can't go on. I'm just going to pray just because it's the right thing to do. I'm just going to go to church because I know God wants me to, but I am tired. I've had enough. I don't think that things are going to change. I'm just going to just go through the motions. That's giving up. Surrendering is when you're saying, Lord, despite what's going on, I'm going to praise you anyhow. I'm surrendering everything to you. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do it. Only you know how to do it. You're the one that knows how to fix it. You know, my steps are ordered by you. You know the way. You're my protector. You're my deliverer. You're my provider. And I'm going to surrender it all to you. I'm going to surrender my plans. I'm going to surrender my ideas. I'm going to surrender the ways of the world to you. It's two different things. Giving up and surrendering are two different things. So I want you to really make sure that you're in a stance of surrendering and not giving up. I know the pressure is on. I know the enemy is raging war. I know people are cutting up. People are acting like a fool out here because, you know, the enemy is raging war. He is definitely using folks. He is definitely trying to get us to throw in the towel. He is definitely trying to get us frustrated, aggravated. He is definitely trying to get us to have the mindset that my life will always be like this. And maybe it was me that thought that. Maybe it was me that imagined that plan. Maybe it wasn't God. He wants us to get into that place of give up, you know, where we're not operating in power and authority, where we're not operating in confidence, when we're not operating in steadfastness. You know, there's a difference. When you give up, it's like you become in bondage, you become in despair. It's different. It's like you're just walking and just, you know, with your head down. But when you surrender, it's a different thing. Surrendering is like, you know what? I can't do this by myself because it's not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. And I know if I take my hands on it, he's off of it. He's going to have his way and he's going to beat down my enemies. He's going to let them know that I am the head and not the tail. I can't do it. He can make a way. He can open doors that no man can shut. He can tell me what to do. He can lead me to success. He can lead me to the manifestation of my breakthrough. There is a difference. There's hope in surrendering. There's no hope in giving up. When you gave up hope. Like there's, you know, you're just going through the motions. So I really want you to just know the difference in that. It's a fine line, I'm telling you. It's really fine, but there's definitely in that fine line a distinct difference. And I really want you to just be cautious that you not allow the enemy to take you to the edge of despair, of giving up. I want you to make sure that you are standing tall in your faith, standing tall in your belief, standing strong in your trust in God, because God is able to do all things. And because he's able to do all things, we are able to do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So just keep praying for strength. When you feel like throwing in the towel, just keep asking God, pray for strength. Pray for strength. Maybe not pray for the situation, but pray for strength to get you through. Too many times we want the miracle and we want the way of escape, but we don't have the strength to endure. And I want you to start praying for strength to endure. Pray for endurance, because guess what? There's this obstacle today, and then as you get your breakthrough, there'll be another obstacle later. And you want to be mature and strength and boldness and confidence and endurance to get through every, go over every hurdle, to get through every situation. You definitely want to be able to do that. So I want you to be blessed today by the words of knowing the difference between giving up and surrendering, and pray that God will give you the strength and boldness to make it through and soar like an eagle. Come on now. It is your time. Believe in the impossible. Know that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Believe it, that you are able. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. But just remember this, Solomon asked for wisdom, and God added so much wealth and all provision to him. He added more than what he asked for. So wisdom and experience and boldness and strength and endurance and love and patience and kindness and trust and faith. These are the ingredients to your success in the things of the kingdom of God on this earth. Believe me, he has you in position of being above and not beneath. All right. This is Dr. Gina in Ministerial Moment. I love you so much for listening. God bless you, and stay in your posture of faith no matter what. All right. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be with multimillionaire. Now, you talk about somebody that had faith and moved and made it happen. We're talking to Larry Snyder. He's going to give us some pointers. He's going to talk about how he made it from 25. First, we got to find out how he got to 25 million, but he did the 25 million and then went on and made that business grow into a $150 million business. Wow. Blessings. Learn something today, you guys, about wealth. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Hey, this is Byron the Investor, and right now you are checking out Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Live. Peace.
Good morning to you, Larry Snyder. How are you? Thank you for joining today.
Good morning, Dr. Gina. I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I am wonderful and so glad you can join. I met you on Clubhouse. I heard you speak and I said, this man has to be on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. With so much investment talk going around with real estate, with people becoming multimillionaires and people doing more investing and becoming entrepreneurs. I said, this is the guy that I need to speak to all of us all over the world. Larry, talk about it. You are a real estate investor. Is that correct?
Yes. My wife and I have been doing some real estate investing. We've been doing that for about the last 3 years. Learning more about it and obviously making investments. And that followed, years and year, over 40 years of leading businesses. So the answer is yes, we are now in real estate as well.
Well, talk about the 25 million to 150 million. I mean, that's like in your bio and everything. Talk about it. Tell us what we need to know about that. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like life, or I'll say raising your children, in that they grow and they mature, and as parents you don't always recognize it, and then somebody says, boy, they've grown, or look how tall they are, or look how much they've matured, and you step back and you say, wow, you're right, and it's the same with business, because I think a lot of times you get caught up, working the day to day, taking care of customers, making sure you're making life easy for your customers, and the business continues to grow. And I think one of your messages today was never quit, because even as you're growing, even as you're solving things for your customers, you're adding to your team, you're going to stumble. There's going to, you're going to disappoint a customer. You're going to realize that maybe you need to add to your team, or you need to make some changes. You might need to improve your systems and how you deliver and how you make sure those customers are taken care of. So you stumble. And the key is to never quit, to figure out a way to get back up on your feet and, get that momentum built again. And it'll happen time after time. As you get bigger you just never quit. So I think that goes right in line with your message from this morning.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because you know what? A lot of people really, really, really need to know that it's possible. And that's what I really wanted you to come on and talk about. You guys had different businesses before, and then 3 years ago, you got into real estate investment. Tell us what prompted you to want to even, your curiosity of real estate investment.
Part of it was, my wife and I have always wanted to do something together, and this was a way to do it. We started by learning. We started educating ourselves and meeting with people that had been in the business and looking at different options. And then we tested one and it worked, and we tested another and it worked. And we got ourselves surrounded with people that we believed in, people that we trusted. And, from that, we were just able to continue to find other opportunities. We were able to continue building momentum and making good things happen there. But I think a lot of it was the foundation of education, understanding what does work in real estate, what doesn't work, and then finding people that you felt good about working with.
Yeah, that's the thing, and just when you're going into something like that, and this is something new for you, real estate is different from just being an entrepreneur, isn't it? It's risky, isn't it, or no?
Certainly. But of course, everything has risks. And so what you want to do is be able to try to manage those risks or minimize the downside. Part of that is, we're real estate investors. We're not developers or, contractors or anything like that. So a lot of it is, you want to make sure that when you're buying into the real estate opportunity, that you're buying it at a good price, hopefully below market, that you're buying it in a location that has great population growth, great job growth, you know, a dynamic economy. And, you know, most, not all, but most of our investments have been multifamily. And so, you know, you want to make sure that that housing is needed, that there's the opportunity and possibly to improve the facility or improve the property that you're buying into. And so, you know, by doing that, you're able to attract more more customers, you know, more residents, more renters. And so then that all begins to make sense. You also, to a certain extent, when you're doing this, need to have a longer term perspective, you know, because, you know, you'll be in these investments for more than likely around 5 years. So it's not something that you get in today and that you get out tomorrow. There are those types of opportunities as well, but the ones that we have gotten into to date were more built around about a 5 year period.
Wow. So now with this 25 million, dealing with numbers like that, were your other businesses accustomed to being an entrepreneur, used to dealing with that type of figure, those type of numbers, to be able to move from 25 million to 150 million? That's a big jump. You know, tell us about the mindset of that and how that came about.
Well, yeah, you know, I think, again, part of it was that we really, really felt that we were delivering a great product to our customers. But, you know, the business owner can always feel that way. And what's more important is, does the customer feel that way? And I think one of the things you've got to do there is, again, make your customer's life easy. You know, yes, you want to solve the problem for them. Yes, you want to provide value for them and that they feel good that the money they're paying, they're getting more than that back in value. But part of that is make their life easy. You know, don't be a burden to them. Don't, you know, miss appointments or don't deliver. You want to be known for delivering on the service that you've promised, giving maybe better quality than you ever said, solving problems ahead of time and where they just think, boy, I couldn't imagine working with anybody else. So make their life easy. And you know, then you continue to build the business. And I think the other part of your question, though, is as you grow, and again, it's kind of like children, you got to step back from time to time and say, hey, how's this working? Where are we? What changes do we need to make? But as you grow, you do need to lead the business, to manage the business differently. When it's smaller, you know, you're more hands-on, you're more directly involved. And as it gets bigger, you need to be pulling back and you need to be looking at more trends and how do you build your team and do you have the right systems? Do you have the right relationships in place? And that could be relationships with your bankers, your financial advisors, your tax accountants as an example. So you're looking at things differently. You'll have to put in different types of systems. When you're smaller, you could probably get away with some paper or emails and, you know, Outlook calendars and things like that. But as you get bigger and the business, the organization grows, you're going to have, you know, a bit more complicated systems. So you do have to adjust as you get bigger.
I love what you said about especially having employees and relationships and things like that, or having partnerships. Tell us about that process. What would you advise a person that is eager to get started in their business? They got the idea, the vision has been given to them. They've written it down. They wrote the plan out, all of that. They can get going, but they don't have the help. What advice would you give them in searching or waiting for that particular type of team? That's what you said, team. I want to talk about the team. What sure. What should they look for, you know?
Well, I'll chat about the team, but real quickly, I think as that person's looking to start, I'll say a couple of things. One, when you have your idea, when you have your product, make sure you're talking to people that are going to use it and that you see it from their perspective, not just your perspective, because they're going to see things as the user, as the customer, that you may be blind to. The second part of it is make sure that you're building the business as a business. A lot of people go into business, they look at it and they almost compare it to a job, you got to look at it as a business. And in a business, you know, you want to, yes, you need to be paid. You know, you really should be paid as if it was a job, at least in your mind. You may not have the cash to do it originally, but you got to look at it as a mind. And then you need to have profits. And the reason you have to have profits is you're going to need to put some money aside for reserves for the days that things don't go well or the months that things don't go well. But that money will also help you when opportunities come up, and you'll be able to move quickly and take advantage of those opportunities. The last thing I'll say is, as you're designing that plan, think about the end, because, you know, it may be 5 years out, it may be 10 years out, it may be 20 years out, but at some point there's going to be an exit from that business. Every business owner is going to have an exit. You know, we're not all here forever. And so how do you position yourself for the exit? It's huge. And there's a huge difference in being ready for the exit and not being ready for the exit. It can be worth millions of dollars whether you're ready or not ready. So you got to think about the exit. Let me answer your question on...
Larry, hold up, Larry, because that right there was gold. That is something you never hear anybody talk about, being ready for the end, because every situation has an end date. Oh, my God, that was so good. Okay, I just wanted to marinate on that for a second, Larry. That was powerful. Go ahead, please.
Well, and thank you for that. I think it is very, very powerful. And what I'll also say is, don't think about the exit at the last minute, because it takes time and it takes focus, huge amounts of focus, huge and decent amount of time to be ready for the exit. And it is big. So it's something you got to be thinking about ahead of time. You know, I think if you're starting a business or growing a business and you don't have the end in mind, your business will run you rather than you running your business.
Oh, that was so good. Wow. Okay. Was there more? Because I know I had to stop you for a second, but that was just such a powerful, all of that, even the add-on you said, is just like a moment. I mean, really, because you never hear anybody talk. I know I haven't ever heard anybody talk about that. Never. And I've had businesses, I've had a ministry that came to an end, and you're so busy thinking about getting it started. And, you know, you're thinking about, you know, who you're attracting and what's the, you know, the geographic and the demographic and, the, you know, are you serving? Do you have what the people want? And, you know, the attraction of it all. You never think about that. You never think about that. So that was good stuff. I do appreciate that. Larry Snyder, give the people some last minute. I mean, whatever is like on your heart that you wish that somebody had told you, but God, I don't know how you can top the one that you just said, but if there's anything that you want, that you don't understand, that just changed my whole perspective. It's like, you know, and I want to talk to my audience for a second before you give them that last minute, you know, your closing advice. It's really taking me back to how God is our creator, right? You know, he knows the beginning from the end. And I think that a lot of us start at the beginning and have no idea about the ending. And I think if we start, like you said, you know, thinking about that and like planning towards that, then we would have a successful beginning. Does that make sense? It's just
absolutely. You're spot on. I completely agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an attribute of God that we haven't. That just blew my mind, Larry. I don't even think you understand. That is an attribute of God that he is always doing, and we haven't adapted that. So that the majority, when I say we, I mean the majority. And wow, that is just, woo, I got my hairs are standing up on my arm. Okay. Thank you so much for that. That blessed me. What last minute, you know, before we close out and get your social media and everything, what would you advise? Just some nuggets of just advice that you want to leave with the listeners all over the world. Just a closing remark.
Well, I think a couple of things. One is, you know, you mentioned somebody starting a business, and I said begin with the end in mind. You know, I think even if you have a business, and even if it's successful, you know, let's say you've been owning and running a business for 10 years. It doesn't mean that you can't do a restart and make today day one and begin with the end in mind from here and begin preparing for it. So even if you're in the middle of your journey, you can do a restart.
Wow. Such encouraging words from multimillionaire business owner, real estate investor. I mean, turning $25 million, first of all, that's a dream for most people, into $150 million. I mean, just so much wisdom. And I mean, really, you have blessed us all. You have no idea. Please tell everybody where they can follow you, if there's any products, anything that you want them to look into, a website. Tell everybody all about it.
Sure. I do have a website. It's LarrySnyder.com. So Larry and then SNYDER.com. I am working with a few businesses on helping them build that strong and successful business. I'm working with them on going through what I call the four stages or four quadrants of business. You start it, you build that foundation, you grow it, and then you hit the exit. And again, with the exit, you want to be ready, and being ready does take that time and focus. So I am working with some business owners on doing that. And so you have when you go to the website, you'll see that if you'd like, you could set up a 15-minute conversation, and we'll talk about your business. We'll talk about you and me and see if anything makes sense. So there's that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said I love it. Go ahead. Continue.
Sure. And then also on Instagram, and I'm the Larry Snyder on Instagram.
Yes. Go and follow him. Connect with him. If you're talking about building a team, let him be the first one, I pray, to help you. I'm looking forward to working with him at some point. And I'm telling you that just the mindset that you have alone just really makes me want to definitely reach out to you on a business level. Thank you so much, Larry Snyder, for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You are family, and I want you to come back again anytime so you can just pour into people this wisdom that you have about wealth, investment, and being a business person, entrepreneur, and all, an investor, and all of that. Thank you again so much.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gina. It's been a real privilege to be on here, and have a great, great day. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break. That just blessed my socks off. I really enjoyed him. Listen, we're going to be right back because we got Sierra G. Wiles giving us Level Up in 5. We'll be right back after this commercial break. And we got Sierra.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone. And you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Jose Hair and Wig.
This is Bishop Jackie McCullough. Please tune in to Dr. Gina's radio chat and hear a clear word from the Lord and get answers for your life.
I love Miss Jackie McCullough. She says she's a servant. She's Bishop Jackie McCullough. But she says she is servant Jackie McCullough. All right. Sierra G. Wiles with Level Up. How are you?
I am doing well, Dr. G. How you doing today?
I'm so excited to have you on your segment. I love it. So talk to us what you got today.
All right. So what's going on, everybody? It's Sierra G. Wiles checking in, your trendsetting coach, helping you guys level up in five. So today I'm giving you guys four tips on how to upgrade your resume. So one thing I'm knowing and researching, Dr. G, is that a lot of employers are going to start moving to doing a lot of hiring towards the beginning of the year. So I want to make sure that everyone is prepared, all the listeners, and that you have some key tips to help you secure that big job. All right. So let's start out. Number one, use a clean and easy to read template. Like, this is like a no-brainer for HR professionals. They want something that's going to be legible, that they'll be able to see. It's going to be clean, and they can be able to pick out the pieces that they need in order for them to pass you along, all right? So that's number one, use a clean and easy-to-read template. Number two, write down all of your accomplishments. This is the time for you to brag on yourself. So write it out. Prepare before you actually put it in your resume and you click that save button, okay? So write down all of your accomplishments. This is the time for you to take notion, to tell the world about you, all right? Number three is you're going to update your resume after every position or gained experience. So if you're volunteering at the church or you're doing some type of mentorship, make sure you're adding that to your resume. Employers actually like to see what you do as extracurricular activities outside of your gained experience and your professional experience, all right? So keep that in mind. So you want to make sure that you are updating your resume after every position and gained experience. And then the last one is write it to highlight the job description that you're going for. I can't say this enough. A lot of people like to go find the job description and then they like to copy and paste it to their resume. That is a big no-go. This is not going to help you get into the winning reins of HR professionals because now you just look like a copycat, right? And so make sure that you're being strategic. Do not copy and paste it, but you want to highlight that job description and you want to translate it to your resume to show how you have done those exact same things in your own words, okay? So don't copy and paste, y'all. We are over that, all right? And so you want to make sure you're using all of the keywords that you can from that job description, translating it over into your own words. So that are four tips on how you are to upgrade your resume for 2021, for 2022's hiring.
Wow, that was so good. I love your energy and I love, 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 love all of the great tips, girl. You do your research.
Thank you, Dr. G.
You know, this is what I'm talking about. People don't realize that when you invest in yourself, you know, you invest in getting you the coaches and the trainers and all of that because they've done the research you don't want to do.
That's completely it. I make it very simple and easy. I was just talking to my team this week and I told them, I said, a simple way for us to put our business is the fact that what we do is we collectively become Google. So all of the information that typically most people would find in Google, how you got to click on this ad or you got to click on this post, you got to read this article. What Career Corp does is we bring all of it collectively together and we give it to you all in like between 6 to 12 sessions, right? And so it takes away a lot of time that you're going to spend trying to figure out, okay, how do I update my resume? How do I update my cover letter? How do I update my LinkedIn profile? And that's what people who go to school and who go and get these certifications is to be able to help you save time and money before you go out here and you're just wasting a whole bunch of time just Googling everything because you don't know how to apply it. So this is why you hire coaches.
I love that. Keep you on a straight path and just, like you said, not waste time and money. And really, it's like a one-stop shop because, again, what you don't know and what you didn't investigate and didn't research and look at and maybe didn't even know how. Maybe, you know, some people just, I'm not a researcher. Some people really love that. They like the mystery of it, putting the pieces together. They will look through the sites and I mean they would spend hours on that. I'm not that type of person. So for me, it is the value of the fact that you're doing that.
Right.
To do that and be the expert and coach me and guide me. But one thing on the other half of that, if you're not willing to do the work yourself and you're gonna hire someone like my beautiful, beautiful sister Sierra G. Wiles to help you along the way to get you to the next career level and goal and set goals and all of that stuff, you have to have a teachable spirit. So that's another thing. Be willing to learn. Be willing to be taught. You can't be stubborn and then not do the work. That's too many things going on. You need to take away and learn and be taught and coached. So go and tell everybody where they can follow you and get in touch with you, Sierra.
Yes. You guys already know I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at Sierra G. Wiles. You can follow me there. I have profiles. You can Google Career Corp, and that's CareerCorp. And we're also on TikTok. So make sure you guys go and follow us. We already start giving a lot of content on TikTok and YouTube. So be sure to follow us, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're getting ready to kick things off at the beginning of the year.
Yes, that is so good. I know a lot of people have expectations for 2022, but mostly just the season change. I think we done got past this year and the 2022 after COVID, all them prophetic words and stuff that went out and we had COVID. I hope people just stay focused on the now and just understand that the season is changing and it's not per se a cliche. Just a rhyme that rhymes with the year change.
You know what I'm saying?
Just to be saying, literally just take what Sierra said and just really know that there's a shift happening. And so at the end of the year, that's when the tax, you know, people pay and they get their taxes and stuff prepared for tax season. It's a season. So people are looking now to hire people in the new year of 2022 to start a whole new tax bracket, you know, season. That's what that is. I just wanted to break that down a little bit so people can understand. So they really are putting it out there like, the beginning of the year, new jobs, hire, you know, because they're ready to start fresh. It's been a challenging year. People have quit their jobs. They started their own businesses and all this stuff and, you know, people not working. So, you know, they're looking for people to work anywhere.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, with so many people leaving the workforce, it's an employer's market. I mean, it's an employee's market, excuse me. And what that means is that now we get to go to the table and start demanding a lot of stuff that we never got to demand before. Do you leverage that? Yes. So basically that is as an employee's market. This means it's just like everybody's talking about where the housing market is going ballistic, right? And it is a seller's market. So that means that sellers are getting more than what they're even asking for. So as an employee market, it's the same thing. You can now get more than typically what they would typically offer. So an entry level job, you know, going into a lot of, and one of my clients, I mean, it's a success story for us. Like, he went from, you know, doing manufacturing and, you know, trying to figure out what his next career move was going to be. And we came into my coaching and we started coaching and it took us about 7 months, but he went from, he got a $35,000 salary increase for a new position as a supervisor, as a training supervisor. He's now getting paid $35,000 more. Because before he was working in manufacturing, just doing your standard pick and pull. And so we had to translate that. It's an employee's market. Like, he had transferable skills to put him in leadership. And now, like, he's able to take care of his family. Like, I mean, a whole situation changed overnight with an offer. Soon as he went in for his interview, they called him back the next day. Hey, man, boom, we love your interview. We want to offer you the job. Hey, this is the salary. And he was like flabbergasted. And I told him, hey, trust the process. It's an employee's market. You can put your number out there. Don't allow it to be too big and it to scare you, because employers, they're accepting it because they need you.
Wow, that's some good stuff. Girl, this has been amazing. I so appreciate everything that you have.
Of course, Dr. G.
Peace out to us. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Yes, Sierra G. Wild on all platforms, as well as Career_Corp on Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, all of that good stuff. So make sure you guys follow me. I'm excited about what the new year is going to bring. We about to go up. We about to be bigger. We about to continue to grow. All right.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much. Until next time, Sierra, we love you. Thank you so much. Happy New Year
Most
to
definitely.
You, sister.
Same to you, Dr. G. Deuces. Love y'all.
Love you too. I love her. All right, you guys. Holiday outfit panics. Well, love layers. Moyo culture. Have it all down to the essentials. Beat the holiday rush with fast and free shipping. Plus, buy now and pay later at www.moyocouture.com. www.moyoculture.com. All right, you guys. Now we're going into the prophetic realm. I'm so excited about my sister joining me today. I love her so much. Such a sweet soul and a teacher. Loves teaching people their prophetic, how to tap into their prophetic gifts. Prophetess Paula Palmer Green, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Dr. Gina, it's an honor. It's an honor to connect with you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to have you on. It's such a pleasure to have you on. I was on your show, but I've met you in Clubhouse. You have a segment on Clubhouse. I think it's every Thursday. Is it twice or once a week?
It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Weekly,
yes.
Every Wednesday. We're on there giving folks an opportunity to release the word, receive a word, and grow prophetically.
Oh my gosh, it's so awesome. I love it. It's such a peace in the room when you go in there, and it's just so amazing. And I just really went in a room. The Lord led me in there, and I just felt such a peace and just such a love and comfort and compassion for God's people. And I just fell in love with her. And so she has a show that is called Purposefully Prophetic Live, and it's on YouTube and Facebook, and it's live, and it's live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. And so she announces the guests and everything. So you got to follow her, and you're going to get all of that at the end of her interview. But I went on her show and I fell in love with her even more. I mean to tell you, she was born for this. Do you hear me? I loved it. It was just so awesome. And I also love the fact that she was gentle with me. And sister, I got to tell her, because I keep it real. I was not feeling well. My son came back with the heebie-jeebies from school. And I'm thinking to myself, as we know, kids carry the nuclear bombs of colds, right? And so I'm like, oh, my God, they feel better. Give it to you. And then they jump up and they move on, like they never did anything. I'm sitting up there trying to pull it together. I got an eyelash that's hanging or crooked. I don't know what it was doing. And was doing something, and I was just barely making it. But I was so glad that God gave me the strength to do her show, and it was such an experience. And she said, Dr. Gina, fix your eyelash. I kept trying to fix it, but I barely came on, and I was just so glad. She's so honest and so sweet and wants the best for everyone, all of her sisters and her brothers. So listen, tell us about how you got into the prophetic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that I've always been prophetic, but I just didn't know it. I think my uncle used to call me blabbermouth, so always ran my mouth and always had intuition, if you will. And someone told me about a prophetic church where I live in Atlanta. I went to the church, received the prophetic word. It changed my life. And I started going back to the church, taking classes and here I am now. I lead a prophetic ministry at a mega church in Atlanta, and I also have my own ministry called Covet, C-O-V-E-T, the number two, covettoprophesy.com. You can go to my website to learn more about what I do, but my main focus is building the body of Christ, equipping the body of Christ to prophesy, because the word of God says that all God's children can prophesy. And at the core, prophecy is just speaking words of edification, exhortation, and comfort to each other.
Wow. You know what, Annette? And that's exactly what I had picked up and discerned about you, just the very thing that you just said. So with that being said, now you're flowing in it and you want to encourage and inspire people to move in that direction. And so how did the Clubhouse room come about? Was it just, you know, when did this start?
Yeah. I started Clubhouse December 26th of last year. And it has changed my life. It has changed my life because I've connected with people all over the world. And God has sent people to walk beside me, to help me administratively, to pray with me, and to prophesy with me as a company. It has just been a game changer for me. And I'm just elated as to what God's doing. I give him all the credit. But my focus now is offering School of the Prophetic and offering opportunities for God's children to grow and learn and embrace this beautiful gift that he desires to give his children.
Wow, that is really powerful that, you know, God used that platform to actually send you the help, those with the gifts that can be added on to the vision. That is so powerful. Just develop the team, it sounds like. So that is amazing. So how long has the show
Purposely Prophetic Show? It hasn't been going long, but it's growing. And we do it twice a month. So, and to learn more about it, just visit the website or follow me on the social media platforms. But, you know, I was thinking before we connected, I was thinking like, God, tell me something to share. And I remember during the pandemic, all of the churches were closed and all of that. But that was the time when we were all inspired and encouraged to be the church. Because someone said to me, Paula, do you miss not going to church? I said, no, my main focus is learning and moving forward to be the church. And yes. I think now we're in a whole new dispensation of how we view the church.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even know if it will ever. I mean, when God moves, I move. I don't really expect for things to go back to the same of anything. You know what I mean? Even though he's the same today and forevermore, I never expect to go backwards in a dispensation. I feel like we're moving forward in a dispensation. I feel like Jesus was the example of the apostolic movement of, you know, being the church and moving as the Holy Ghost moved, and wherever, you know, the Holy Ghost was, that's where the church was. You know what I'm saying? Outside and, you know, the multitudes of people gathering together, being drawn by the Spirit of God. I just feel like it's just unorthodox and it's not traditional. And I feel like, I feel like because of the pandemic, I feel like a lot of people have gained their wings of ego, you know, ego wings, and they've gotten, you know, their hinds feet, and they've been able to kind of gain strength and momentum without the reliance of what was the usual and a crutch, you know what I'm saying? So people are starting and people are starting to get strengthened and confidence in their gifts, and they have people like you that's inspiring them, like, no, you can do it, no, you've got the gift too, you can do that too, God is with you. And I just think it's great, your show. I want to talk about that for a second, because even though you just started, it's so well done. I mean, nobody would know. Like, if you never said that, nobody would know. It is definitely a good time to watch and sit and watch. So with that being said, how do you feel about actually taking the prophetic into a show arena, like that, which would normally be considered the entertainment arena? How do you feel that God has chosen you to you know, develop this concept, this content for television. You know, how do you feel about that?
I'm open, because if Sister Cleo could get up there and read your fortune, surely.
Yeah.
Whatever her name was, I don't remember, but she was on TV. But surely there's a place for folks who flow prophetically, because God's children need to hear from him. God's children need to hear from him. And the prophetic is a way for them to hear from him. Because as we think about 2022, prophetic people are already in 2022. They're already in 2022. I'm hearing the Lord say that it's time for us to embrace our purpose. My purpose just happens to be to activate the body of Christ into the prophetic. But all of God's children have a purpose, and there's a deposit in each and every one of us, for each and every one of us. I love the freedom. I love who you are and how you are. And you give everyone around you permission to be free, to be okay with who they are and who God made them to be and what they've done and how to use that to move forward, to give others permission to attain more, to reach for more, to desire more in him. I'm grateful and open to anything God has in store for me. I know he has great things in store for me and all of his children, not just me, all of his children, as we're aligned with our purpose. And this just happens to be my purpose, but each and every one of us has a purpose.
I love it. I love that he sent you. So let me ask you this, right as we're getting ready to close, just for a closing remark, what would you just want to leave with the listeners? Just something inspirational or a lesson or a nugget, whatever, a word, what would you want to leave with the listeners?
Absolutely. There's a purpose in each and every one of you. And if you don't tap into that, the gift that you have will not move forward. There's only something that only you can do. And in this season, God is opening up a stream of income for his children, whether it's a service, whether it's a product. But as you embrace that and as you move forward sharing that, it will become profitable and fruitful, and it will allow his children to be an integral part in building his kingdom. That's what I'm hearing the Lord say. Get a hold of what that thing that you do that people keep coming to you for, whether it's makeup, whether it's fashion, whether it's design, whether it's organizing, whether it's event planning, whether it's writing. Grab a hold of it and move in it, and he will send the people as he sent the people to help me come forward with this platform. And that's what I'm hearing the Lord say, sis.
I love it. Praise God. All glory go to God. Well, we got to have you come on again, sister. I would love to have you come on and bless the people maybe at the beginning of the year and just bless the people with some words of encouragement. That would be a blessing. You know, pray about it and see if that's something that God would have you to do, because we would love to have you come back on. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Great. Thank you. Visit my website at covettoprophesy.com or follow me, Paula Palmer Green, on all your social media platforms. And I'd be happy to help you prophesy too. And because the word of God says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy.
Oh, don't you just love Prophetess Paula? I love her so much. I just love her spirit. So kingdom, so full of God's love. And just so real about it. Just genuine. No hidden motives, no nothing. Just has the desire that God has for all of us. So listen, I have just enjoyed the show so much. I'm so glad that Larry Snyder was with us, Sierra G. Wiles with Level Up in 5, and then my sister was with us, giving us so much love and so much support and getting us ready for our guests. Prophetess Paula Palmer Green, I just love you so much. So listen, what I want you guys to do, I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you here, right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.